Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Web After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our new friend, David Weisenfeld, is here. He's an award-winning editor, legal editor at Expert HR. He's been a Supreme Court correspondent and an editor-in-chief of a nationwide legal news service. And so he's got the credentials, and he's here to talk to us about the recent ruling by the Supreme Court for the gender issue, the LGBT job protection ruling that was made, and where the Chief Justice Roberts and a so-called conservative justice, the recent appointee Neil Gorsuch, went over to the left side, so to speak, and passed this ruling. Surprised a lot of folks. David Weisenfeld, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Very good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. So, what I want you to do is help small businesses understand how this ruling affects them, because this is really potentially a sticky wicket. Is the best way I can the best metaphor I can think of for it, and it could be problematic for some businesses now in today's world. This is the kind of thing that wouldn't have been something on any business owner's radar screen maybe even 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, but today it is. It's another issue that has to be dealt with. I want you to talk about, give us a little bit about the history of this ruling, where it came from, and how it got here, and then we'll talk about what happened.
Sure, and it's interesting that you said 5 years ago, because that's actually kind of where this all began and what led to this, because 5 years ago, the Supreme Court had that same-sex ruling in a case called Obergefell that legalized same-sex marriage. And so for the last 5 years, you've had this kind of odd state of affairs where, say, Bill and Tom could legally get married in all 50 states on a Sunday, but on a Monday in 29 of those states, they could get fired because of that. So that's really what led to a whole bunch of cases being filed, and three of those cases went up to the Supreme Court and led to this ruling, and certainly a groundbreaking ruling, and I think probably giving a little more heft to it is what you just mentioned, the fact that Justice Gorsuch authored the opinion, and I think that's something that not a lot of people saw coming.
That was a little bit of an earthquake, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and during the argument, there was some thought that his vote might be in play, but interestingly, he talked during the arguments about his concerns about the consequences of what a ruling could mean if the employees were to win. So I think that's why some people were caught a little bit by surprise.
So I want to come back to something you said a minute ago. You said people could get fired on Monday for having gotten married on Sunday. Did that happen? Did businesses fire gay employees because they just for the simple reason that they got married?
The analogy was just meant to say that could happen, but
it could have happened.
It essentially did happen, not so much with a marriage, but two of these three cases that were before the Supreme Court involved longtime employees who had worked for their employer for about 10 years or so, great performance reviews, and the employer found out that in two of these cases that the employees were gay.
So two fellow employees, so to speak, two employees of the same company got married.
It, Well, they were at different companies. But
okay, they didn't work for the same company. Okay.
They did not work for the same company. Sorry if I didn't make that clear. But as soon as the employer found out that they were gay, within days they were let go.
Wow.
And then the third case involved a funeral home director, and that one was a little trickier because it was a man who let his employer know that he was going to be transitioning to a woman when he came back from vacation. And the employer said no, they weren't comfortable with that, and that person was let go. So those three cases essentially were combined, and those were the cases that went up to the court.
And so now the court ruling is, and I think it's important to point out that this is the complication of the thing. It's important to differentiate between being gay and being feeling like you were born the wrong gender, right? And I'm not an expert in this. I'm trying not to fumble this. I'm trying to be as accurate and as I can. This is not, I admit, this is not my world to cover, but it is important to differentiate, right? I mean, I don't think America is struggling with homosexuality anymore, but I think we are struggling with the transgender thing.
You know, that's an interesting observation, Jim, because I think it is entirely possible that one of the next issues that we could see in the courts, it might take a while before it works its way up to the Supreme Court, involves bathrooms and locker rooms.
Yeah.
And whether somebody has to use the bathroom of the sex that they were born as, or if they can just use the one that they're presenting as at that moment. And that's something that creates a lot of strong feeling on both sides, for sure.
Well, and isn't it important to differentiate between somebody who has gone through the process, the surgical, medical, whatever process of changing their gender and living living as the other gender? There's a difference in that, I think, than some man just waking up one morning and saying, this is who I am, therefore I'm going to start going in women's bathrooms. I mean, I think that's where the challenge is, isn't it, right now?
Yes, and the states have stepped in on that in some cases. Mississippi and North Carolina had passed laws that very much tried to restrict that, so that the last example you gave.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to cover some more of this with David Weisenfeld after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.